more time as your parents would child to dedicate come. Be the church and the people one more time, let the church. Michael David would like to thank the Lord for his wife's safe delivery of a baby boy. When she was about 2 months pregnant, the doctors wanted to operate because the baby was stuck in a tube. After prayers offered, there was no need for the operation, and the baby is to be dedicated unto the Lord this morning. Amen. Baby name is Anthony David. It's in Matthew 19, verse 14, it says, then were they brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed from there. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we stand in your presence at this time. Lord, we just realize that it is your grace. The thing that you ordained to come to pass shall come to pass. And there's nothing, no power, no principality can do that will in any wise stop it, Lord. And you ordained that this little boy be born into the world at this time. Lord, seeing that according to the little testimony here, that baby was stuck in the tube, it was like in the wrong place where it was ought to be. The doctors, Lord, man, wanted to interfere with it. Put their hands upon it, Lord, but you had determined that man would not interfere. What is done will be done by the grace and the power of the Almighty God. Lord, how you speak in these little things, how you use these little things in the lives of families many times. Lord, that you come and you intervene, you do something for them. They would learn to appreciate you more and their faith, and you could be strengthened, that they could have peace and understanding, they could have assurance, Lord, to serve you and to have confidence in you and to know that you keep every word that you have spoken. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know he's thus said the Lord. And as our brother stands here with his wife this morning to dedicate the little boy now, Anthony David, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we offer him up unto you for a life of service, asking that the same grace that brought him through to this stage would keep him until Jesus comes. And Lord, you would overshadow him with your presence. You grant him health and strength. And Lord, you would just bless him, Lord, in every way. And bless his family, his parents. It's a responsibility for them to bring him up in the way of the Lord. responsibility that they have before you. You have given the mother safe delivery, and she stands here at the side of her husband. I pray that, Lord, you would work in their lives in such a way. You know that they are needy, Father, and you know what they have need of you. Remember, some months, could be almost a year or more, I spoke to them in the office, Lord. And Lord, as they stand here, Lord, I know that they are needy before you, and I pray that the grace of God would be extended unto them. Lord, as we know, the hour is late and time at hand, that everything will be set in order according to divine and perfect will, and your word will have preeminence in their lives. And Father, every blessing that you promise in your word be made manifest in their homes. Granted, Father, we dedicate this little boy now in the name of Jesus Christ and together with his parents for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We have a few notes of thanks. We're going to leave them, and we kind of press for time. We have the other service. It won't be too long here. So we just have some prayer requests. I just want to read them quickly. Brother Byron Baker is requesting prayer for his father, who is in the hospital for a stomach ailment. Doctors want to operate on him. He's presently on drips. Zamelda Villafan is requesting prayer for general weakness. Pains in the chest, arthritic pains in the right side of her body. Brother Royal Buddha is requesting prayer for his mother with arthritic pains in her back. She's in the service this morning. And if there's any others with a special request, just have faith and believe God. Let's pray. Almighty God, out of life, give of every good and perfect gift. You are our healer. You are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace were upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. We believe that, Father. Oh God, how you have manifested that in this day, Lord God, and even our very own midst, Lord. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon this request. And them that are needy and is believing according to your divine promise, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the grace of God extend that faith unto them, Lord, that they might receive their healing, which is already paid for on Calvary. And Father, I pray that everyone, Lord, that is sick will leave this service whole this morning. Hallelujah. And Lord, as they are healed in the body, may they reach out even for the greater healing, the divine healing of the soul. They might pass from death unto life. Lord, I pray for your word in a special way, the thing that you have put upon my heart to speak to your people. I know, Lord, that we have two services this morning, and we're going to leave here for baptism and service. Lord, might be a little pressed, but Lord, let's not get ahead of the Holy Spirit and be too anxious, but may, Lord, we just be yielded unto you, that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts the thing that is so necessary and needful for us to know and to come in line with and meet your requirement as you require of us, that everything that, Lord, you design your heart to do, you can wrought in our midst. Grant it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask your special blessings upon everyone in our gates. For your honor, for your glory, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 6. Also, St. Mark 12. Some weeks ago, I preached a little message here called Go in This Time Might. Have that I send thee. And just knew there was a lot more, and from there we pick up other things along the same line, but didn't spend much time on the particular scripture that we have here. But the Holy Spirit just seemed to put something up in my heart this morning, just to pick back up that little inspiration of Food Apart, because I believe it's so appropriate for us at this present time. We have a note of thanks. The Western family would like the saints to know how much more they appreciate the family of God. And they thank them for their prayer and encourage and support during the past few days. They lose the mummy recently, but they are here this morning worshiping the Lord. Amen. Sister Ruth would like to thank the Lord for healing her nephew from a cut after prayer with him over a month ago. Also, amen. 8. Let's just read. I want to get much lower down, but just for the sake of some of the strangers and to refresh your memory a little bit, we might just catch back a part of the scripture and background it a little bit. Just let's take the first verse and read quickly, because all is not necessary here, but we just want to kind of background it so it can give you a little bit to study. Amen. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them in the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made themselves the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Could you imagine when the enemy forced people to make hiding places and, you know, run for safety? So it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Three powers mentioned here: Midianites, Amalekites, and the children of the east. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, like till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance to Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet. Amen. He said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet unto the children of Israel, who had said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you out from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all who oppress you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. That's the prophet message, you see. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the God of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice. As I said, that prophet message took from Egypt right to Canaan land. The whole mystery of redemption, how God brought them back, bringing them to a time of restoration. That was the prophet message was about. And then he says here, and the scene changes now a little bit. After the prophet went up the scene, delivered his message. And there came the angel of the Lord, following the prophet message, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. Notice there, he's quoting back to the Lord what the prophet preached, you see. That was the prophet's message, the Lord bring him out of Egypt. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. The Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. See, giving him assurance and consolation. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found favor, grace in thy sight. See, grace. Begin to get a revelation of God's grace being revealed unto him. You know, is God's grace being projected unto him? Then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not from here, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present, set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. Know that that won't come to every sinner, every person this message comes to. When the grace of God revealed, you see, it was not what they have done, what God has done for them. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid, and that's a little goat. And that kid, little goat in the Old Testament, was a type of a sin offering. Because the goat is a sinner, you see, and Jesus became sin for us, see? And on 11 cakes of an ephah of flour, the flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, take the flesh, that is the flesh of the goat, and the 11 cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and poured the broth, and he did so. Notice that, upon this rock. That is, you know what Jesus said? upon this rock I will build my church. That we have to come upon this rock. Then the angel of the Lord put for the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh, and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived, revelation begins to strike you now, you see? It begins to come crystallized to him. That he was an angel of the Lord. Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said to him, peace be unto thee. Notice first is grace, not peace. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there, and the Lord called and unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Now that means the Lord is our peace. It's because the peace of God come to him. You see that? Have no fear, you won't die. Because God accepted that sacrifice. God received that present, you see? When he touched it and the fire consumed the sacrifice upon the rock. So he says, then the angel of the Lord departed out of sight. See, and Gideon, okay, verse 23. And the Lord said, peace be unto thee, fear not, for thou shalt not die. And Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Unto this day, it is yet an offer of the Abizarite. Now that's what we took last time. Now this is what I want to get here now. So we have that little background here, but this is what I want to get here now. And it came to pass the same night, get that now, that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father had. And the father had an altar there in the house all the time. The prophet came with a message. And the prophet message tell him how God bring him out of Egypt and restoration, all these things. And the father still had an altar in the house. And he there heard the prophet message asking about the miracles and all these things. And seeing the altar in the father's house, I wouldn't say a word about it. But ask him to see miracles. Ask him to see all these supernatural manifestations. Notice nothing happened yet. And he just throw down the altar of Baal that thy father had. And cut down the groves that are by it. Now, that would not altogether mean groves. You see, that's the best English word I have. I'm going to explain it a little while after. But there was images that used to go with it too. Because there were a lot of images of the of this Baal worship. You have to understand Baal worship to know what the groves is. Okay? You know, and the people, a lot of people have the images of people today. You know. Which thou shalt cut down. And build, verse 26, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock. In the ordered place. And take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the groves of the images which thou shalt cut down. I want to go over that because I have my messages. And build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place. And take the second bullock, that's of 7 years old, and offer a burnt sacrifice, but offer that burnt sacrifice with the wood of what you cut down. You understand what I'm saying? So that wood would be burned completely and destroyed and consumed and become ashes. But in the place of it will come up the new sacrifice. God was breaking down one altar to establish another altar. But on that altar, God began to reveal what type of sacrifice to offer. You ask for a burnt sacrifice. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and the kid, as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household. And the men of the city that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the images were cut down that were by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son that he may die, because he had cast down the altar of Baal, and because he had cut down the images that were by it. Now they was mad when he was acting upon what God told him and begin to cut down all them images and begin to erect the real altar with a burnt offering upon it. Amen. Because they didn't realize that burnt offering God had required at that time. Amen. Now what's something? Amen. Watch this carefully. Eh? And Joash said unto all that stood against him, will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He who will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one had cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he had thrown down his altar. In other words, it means to contend with Baal. He who will contend with Baal. He got a new name, you see. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of Israel were gathered together. These three powers now begin to unite together and went over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. That is the same place of the battle I'm getting to be fought again. Now what do you see in the Bible? But while all that gathering and uniting time is going on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon and he blew a trumpet. Is the trumpet given unto who shall prepare for battle? The blowing of the trumpet is sung in a message. And Abiezer was gathered after him. Now the sounding for that message, he began to gather the people together. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. We're going to stop there right there, because if you go further, there's the next message right there. We want to take this little part here because it just shows something. After that burnt offering, watch the Spirit of the Lord come upon him to perform now the miracles he was asking for. Because when they went forth there against that, those three powers that was united in that showdown, then the miracles really took place. Is that when it's promised again? All right. I want to get an answer. Mark 12, verse 28-34. I want to take for the title this morning, God requires a burnt offering in the harvest time. God requires a burnt offering in the harvest time. On God's altar must have a burnt offering. Must be that second bullock of 7 years old in the ordered place. Then watch the Spirit of God come to perform the very miracles that we're looking for in that very showdown. It's in Mark 12. Now one of the scribes came, and having heard them reason together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. With all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. That is the burnt offering right there. We're going to see that. And the second is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the meal offering for man to live for others. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God, and no man after that durst ask him any question. May the Lord have done his word. You may have a seat. Okay, I think we just about ready. We just about going in the right time. Half an hour is already gone. Just in all these preliminaries, reading the scriptures, dedicating the babies, praying for the sick. All these things now, we come to the main event, the word. Amen? Praise is wonderful. Everybody's happy this morning? We're going to have a wonderful time today. I just feel it already. Amen? That is the desire of every heart. Touch your people once again. Let a mighty rushing wind blowing. I'm looking for it this morning. Let it blow right into my heart and soul. Amen. Let it quicken me with a great quickening to put me on the move. Ready to give every man a reason of the hope inside of me. Be about the Father's business. That is our great responsibility to wind up this great commission. So we're going to have the background service, and I trust all the people is here and to be baptized and who can be ready and repenting in their heart and still repenting all along to the water, repenting, because the Bible says repent first. Amen? Amen. Then be baptized. What for? The remission of your sins. Amen. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the mighty rushing wind coming in. Amen. The quickening power. That's a promise. It's not for them on their Pentecost alone. Because Peter says, even until the Lord thy God shall call. Amen. Even to the end of the earth. Amen. Even to Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Way down in Trinidad and Barataria. Amen. It's for them also. Way down in the 20th century. When time is running before the doors close, it's for them still. Amen. Blessed be his name. That original apostolic faith have been restored back. The Bible says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God, one Father of us all. Amen. One body. I like that this morning. Didn't say 900 denominations. Didn't say that. Didn't say many different interpretations. Didn't say that. It says one Lord, one faith. Amen. Here Jesus said the Lord thy God is one Lord. First commandment. And love him with all your heart. Love him with all your soul. Love him with all your mind. Love him with all the strength inside of you. If you're not loving him that way this morning, then you don't have no burnt offering on your altar. Then maybe that's why there's no dynamics coming. No power to face the challenge of this hour. Amen. The prophet might deliver the message. The angel of the Lord might come on the scene. He might reveal a promise to go forth in this thy might. Amen. He might tell you, look, cast down all them old altars. And you might do that. You might break down a lot of things in your life. But it wasn't just a break down the old things. It was now to erect another altar. And upon that altar, don't just bring anything, bring a burnt offering. Amen. Oh my, how the scripture is so inspired. You know, we could take one word in the Bible and, you know, after I preached that message, it was such an inspiration there, and some of the brothers were fellowship with me one night and said, are we going to get another part then? We're looking for part two in that message with Gideon. Out of that, Brother Brian came and wrote a song. And I wasn't thinking about it, you know, I said yes, but you know, maybe you know, I just leave it alone like that because I wanted to preach on the fleece and different things and you know how that reasoning there and still looking for confirmation and double confirmation and you know faith and really dropping the socket yet to anchor the soul and still mind battles and want to be positive, you know, before you go forth until God has sent dreams after those things too to go down there and hear the man talk about the barley loaf and all these things and God was taking all the fears and doubts out in that hour. So I thought I'd go quiet there, you know, because all the time I used to read this, but never saw, you know, just a little, look like a little formality, you know, build an altar off our bullocks, so on. Then the real other part looked like the supernatural part, you know, the fleece and different things, you know, and this little part here, it seems like not mentioned so much. But you know, right in there, the Holy Spirit yesterday, just sitting down there, you know, taking a little time to go in the office and study a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, like something just get right, you know, and the Holy Spirit just, you know, keep bringing back to me, you know, when I preach that message, if God be with us with all the miracles, that's where I was taking the inspiration from. And, you know, there are many things in the air that I wanted to catch in this service. I was preaching a little short these days. I couldn't catch all them things, so I leave it. And then out of that, so much things open up and one to the other. Even last week, preaching here about man shunned by brother alone, but by everyone that proceeded out of the mouth of God, which was the subject the prophet used in his message, Harvest Time. And he says, I don't know why I'm calling it Harvest Time. And we are showing there that a man must live by every word in the harvest time. And because harvest time, the seed has come back to seed. And that's the entirety of the life. And you must have all the word to become seed. Because Adam was a corn of wheat. See? And there was a wheat age back there. And you had to live by every word. And to break one word was to throw the whole world into debt. Then when Jesus came in the middle of the Bible, he was the wheat again. And then he said, man shall by every word. And then we come to the last days in the wheat age again. And he said, to add one word or take away one word. Amen. All the plagues we had in him, we take on the book. So we realize and look what it comes down to in this very hour. And all the life, the token, would live on the word. Amen. She would be the principal team of the New Testament. She would manage every parable, prophecy, type, shadow. Amen. Every mystery, she will show she's bone with bone, flesh with flesh. If he's on 1600 kilo cycles, she will do the same thing. Amen. To prove that she has become him. See, and that's a great challenge for us, because why? It's not trying to keep a commandment. You don't want to live the word in this word hard and this word easy, and you know, you're fighting up there in your own human spirit. You live the word. No, sir. It's showing forth. It's redemption time. You can live by every word. Everything has been restored back. The entirety of the life is here. The entirety of the seed is here. There are no more ages. Hallelujah. The full thing is made manifest again. And then, you know, preaching that day, and I'm going to come on Thursday night and pick it back up and just take for a little something, living by every word in the harvest time, and just cut it off and play the tape instead. And, you know, I'm going to pick it back up this morning and then just change around a little bit, because sometimes, you know, God have a different way to say things to help others, you know. And I kind of like it this kind of way. It kind of goes along better with me this type of way, you know, because, you know, you could have something to relate to, and you could just keep going further and further and further. And here it is. I remember when I preached the message of the bride and the meal offering some time back, and what a great blessing that was and has been to many others. And, you know, I always, I mentioned one time I'm going to preach on the burnt offering one day. And I didn't know how to approach it. I had no book on it or nothing at all. And then just, you know, offer that message. If God be with us, where's all the miracles? And the Holy Spirit laying out that little scene there. It just began to come and pick up that burnt offering. And that's preeminences. And so we're going to see how that burnt offering is preeminences. Because what they really used to do in Leviticus, how they had to take the head of the bullock, take the feet, take the inwards, and then they had to take the fat. You know, and had to be burnt upon the altar. You know, and what the head represents, how it represents the thoughts, and the feet represent the walk, and the inwards represent the desires and the affections. You know, and the all these things, it just goes to show how the whole thing is really taking place, and how Christ laid down his own thoughts. How Christ's walk was perfect before the Father. How Christ, in our affection, wants to do the will of the Father, and all these things, you see? Yes. And then when he comes back in us, we must have that burnt offering. And not just in one scripture, look at Noah. Noah there, when he crossed over, the first offering, the entire Bible was a burnt offering. You know that? Yeah, because they had no sin offering then, because the law didn't come to show man what sin was yet. Sin wasn't imputed under man, because it wasn't under the law. The law showed them what sin was. So back there, man, under grace, they would offer, Job offer burnt offerings. You see? But then when Moses came and man wanted the law, and God began to come and show what sin was now, he began to bring in these other offerings to bring a further revelation of Jesus Christ. How you can become the curse of man and take away man's curse. See? And here this message brings us back, because the opening of the seven seals bring us right back to what Calvary made available for us when the curse was taken away, when it broke the power of Satan and bruised his head. And now the book was open to reveal unto us how to come back to Eden, back into a full inheritance. Right back we was before the fall. Amen. And then, you know, while I was there, you know, just thinking about that and looking at those things, then I will see Genesis 20 to Abraham. Abraham is going to offer a burnt offering. God say, remember when I preached the message, the place we shall call Jehovah Jireh. Oh, he said, offer him there, in a particular place. And that is what God saw in Abraham and said, now I know. And that brought the third pole, the spoken word. Where Abraham preached that faith in Isaac's heart. But what's in the Bible? It was a burnt offering God asked him to offer. And yet God will provide a ram instead for a burnt offering. Now we miss that burnt offering all the time. But what he had this morning, we tried to break into, may the Holy Spirit crystallize to us that we'll see what God is talking about. Because remember, when your sacrifice reveals a revelation of the God you worship. When Cain bring a sacrifice, God had no respect it because it showed Cain didn't have the right revelation. When Abel brought a sacrifice, by faith, by revelation, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Is that correct? He brought a lamb, and that lamb represented Calvary, a slain lamb. Abel, Cain built a nice pretty altar with fruits and flowers, representing all this modern day religion, without blood. No redemption in it. Amen. No debt inside of it. Amen. Nothing that could atone and wipe away sin. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You know what the Bible says? If the place was full of water and no lamb had died, it would be in vain to baptize these people this morning. Because water is only a symbol of the grave. Water have no virtue. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The water is only a type of the grave, showing that the person believed that Jesus died, he shed his blood, and they're coming to be identified with his death and be buried like he was buried. Amen. Showing they've accepted that propitiation for the sins. So as we look in the scripture here and see how Samuel, in the time of Samuel, when he offered the burnt offering, that's why Saul was rejected. Samuel was to offer the burnt offering. Saul rushed to offer the burnt offering. And in doing so, he was rejected. Because why? He was offering something, but that was his revelation. His offering was different than his life. His life wasn't complementary to the offering he was offering. So it was more a formality, an impression. Look how he struck that spirit of Saul by inspiration. I just take this here and show you back this morning how true it is. Because it was even when the time came and they got to keep all the rams and the burnt offerings in 1 Samuel 15 now. The second time when they did wrong again. And they performed over the Lord. And we save all the sheep and we're going to offer it to God. And he said, does God delight in burnt offerings and these things? Because you're offering a burnt offering unto the Lord. And that represents a complete surrender life to God. And then your life is surrendered to the word. Because you ain't obeying all the word. But you're trying to make an offering here that showing obedience to all the word. Do you get what I'm saying? Amen. And here in the harvest time, in the wheat age, when Gideon was threshing the wheat, after the prophet delivered his message and the angel came on the scene, the next night, God required a burnt offering. After God break down all them false altars to establish the true word, to bring them into worship with the true God. In that hour, after the part to bring them back to the original God who brought them out to Egypt. To show what he required of them in the harvest time. When them three powers are gathering together to come and impoverish the land, destroy everything on the land. Religion, politics, and demon powers. Like locusts. Hallelujah. All them Midianites and children of the east and the Amalekites, them three powers are coming up in that harvest time. And we, the scene is so much. Because in one place we see the harvest time. In another place we see the prophet message. In another place we see the angel of the Lord coming after the prophet message. In another place we see the inner fears and doubts and personal problems and questions of Gideon life. In another place we see the kind of a word God was speaking to him, because God knew his condition. God knew what he was called for. God knew why he came on the scene to him. God knew what he's going to reveal to him. How God is revealing his program for that hour. God knew the part of the word he had to fulfill. So God knew exactly what to speak to him. Because every time you see God speak to you in the Bible, it there's a supreme intelligence speaking. He knows, he doesn't talk vain words. What God said is what you need. But Gideon, yeah, block up with his own conception, and the angel is speaking to him. Amen. He said, go in this dynamite. And he says, but I'm the poor as this, I'm that, because no doubt he deliberated, he lived in that world. So the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. But the angel, out of the good treasure of his heart, was bringing forth good things. Amen. And was speaking faith to take over the inferiority complex. Because in the harvest time, the bride must have no inferiority complex. How could we believe the prophet message? How could we look for the miracles? And how could we be blind to our own personal problems? How could we think the real need is miracles and can't see the real need is deliverance of our own self? But God wanted to show Gideon first what real power was. Amen. Greater power, conquer yourself first. Lesser Amen. Power, do miracles after. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See. But watch, what them qualifications? He knew the message. He began to speak what the prophet said to the angel. He said, yeah, but if our fathers came out of Egypt, God delivered them by a mighty hand, bring them out and these things. And when he did, he had great miracles. See? 7 truckloads of wheelchairs down in South Africa. See? He said, salt come in the mountain, all these things. Cloud appeared in Sabino Canyon, in Sunset Mountain. All these things take place. They knew about it all. They knew about his creator, his spoken word, and all these things. Oh, at Kadesh Barnea, the Pentecost had fall off and you know, the Joshua Commission brought them over in the Ephesians at the end of the ages and after the 7 seals opened. And how Joshua, the spoken word, being totally vindicated in the sight of the people. Power over the elements and all these things. Oh, my, I tell you, it was a great message. And no doubt that message really brought a stirring. But look, even though the message brought a stirring, it didn't bring a real cleansing to many. Now, many people get stirred and be more concerned whether being stirred or not, and not concerned whether being cleansed or not. Amen. But Jesus said, I have made you clean by the word I've spoken to you. Amen. I have sanctified them by thy word. Thy word is truth. It's to bring a cleansing. And God knew the impurities that was inside him that needed to be cleansed. And God wasn't mincing words. By what God was speaking, was putting him in a spot to manifest his unbelief. So God said, go in your mind. Let me see. He sure wasn't going to walk out there and go in no mind. That's going to reveal him he had no mind. Amen. God said, you'll smite them like one man. Look right here. He said, 10 of his father's servants. 10 of his servants. 5 deacons and 5 trustees are still in night. He's afraid to go in the daytime. Amen. You see? So it showed the fear there. Look when God began to do supernatural in the midst. And he sees it and touches it and handles it. He was right here when it happened. He asked for the witness. And when he get the witness and confirmation, he still was doubting. How many people ask God, Lord, this is of you. Let me see something. I'll surrender my life. Lord, I'll humble myself. Lord, I'll do so. I'll follow it every day. I'll line myself up. And then God get a witness. Boom, there is it. In your heart, the carrying that is something. And then you want the next thing. You're playing games with your own self. You think God had time with unbelievers? Amen. God had time to waste? The time had come for action. Hallelujah. The time had come to quit playing church. The angel of the Lord appeared in the scene to act upon the prophet's message. And God was looking for channels to manifest that and bring deliverance in that hour. The Lord sent the prophet, the Bible says here. The time of judges is this day. Any Bible reader knows that? Because Joshua is the book of redemption, and judges is in that time when they were to possess the inheritance. And their inheritance yet to be possessed, and Joshua done die and gone. You see? And all these people here, look at them, they were standing there and milling around, and some had gone for the inheritance, and some was contented to let some of the enemy on the land live together with them. Well, see, I can't doubt that I'll try to live a good life and have this still. Maybe God might accept me on that term. Now I know where believer talking. No, sir. See, some was contented, you know, to dwell with those people until afterwards they be that little sin that they had there on the inheritance on the land, it begin to pull them away back. And when the enemy gonna oppress them under the oppression. Look at the Bible. You think that's coincidence? Now that the seven seals are open, we know what every scripture for the hour is. And we see the divine intelligence of God so accurately set out the picture and put every minute detail that we will not miss what God's objective is working to achieve is in this hour. God will give you a chance to reason your reason because you want to reason. But God lays word plain as ever. Amen. See, right in that time, that message came forward and shook them. They were crying out from the oppression of the enemy. They're coming to a blessing. Years ago, come out to Egypt. Under a prophet message. And now the people who are delivered, who come under that message, who saw the great signs and wonders, now they're back up in a corner. Now they're crying for deliverance. There's an all kind of fixing. Here's Gideon hiding by the wine press. I tell you, some real good reasoning to go by the wine press. Yeah. Yeah. But that was in Revelation. That was fear. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody might say, well, I'm going to go on that tree. I go here. And he could explain, no. You see, the wine press, you know, it should be a big hole. It should be bigger, like a big vat. Right? And you put all the bunches of grapes, the clusters of grapes, and that land had real grapes because two men packed one bunch. So you can imagine the kind of wine cellars and things they had there and wine press that they dig. And since Gideon had 10 servants, say, yo, not talking about your father's servants, you know they was well off. Amen. See? That poison necessary poverty. He might be poisoning the father family, but he had 10 servants. I would like to know how much rich one had. See? So then watch. And then when that time came, and we had to hide all of it down by that wine press, because the wine press and then the wine vat. And when they got a bunch of men and women and different things, they had a big beam across, they hold on to the ropes, and they stand and they trampling out them grapes. That's why the song says, you're trampling out the grapes of wrath. See? He's trampling it out. And while they be singing a certain song, you know, maybe a song to keep everybody going like that, and they trampling that grapes. And then while the vat getting full, it overflowing into another one. Where the grape juice that's being crushed out is going over. So that would be a very deep, because in the harvest time, it was part of one of the main crops, the grapes. They have their part of almost every little feast and different things. They have to use wine, because wine represents stimulation. Collected together to worship and these things. See, now what's something? Quickly, we don't want to spend time on the details. But then he went there because he reasoned a good place to hide this wheat.
And he had to have some a good amount of wheat, as far as I see here in the Bible, because he took an ephah of flour. In that time, while he was hiding threshing wheat, he took an ephah of flour to offer a sacrifice. So he had this here, and he was going to offer a sacrifice. But what's something? So while he was there, reasoning out what might be the safest place, so you could see a man in the intellectual realm, and figuring out, trying to figure out that, and figure out that, but no reverence is fear. Because when God comes out, talk positive now, according to what God's plan is. You see all our shrewd intellectual genius shall wither away and melt away. Because God talking faith now. And reason and imagination can't touch faith, you see? You can't get a whole lot of talk. You have nowhere to work itself up in that realm. By the sovereign grace, God picks a man and puts him in that place. Amen. Now watch. So here it was. And while he was there, you know, in that hour, just like us today, it's harvest time. Because harvest time, you don't have wheat until it's harvest time. You plant your crop, yes, but you get a stalk and a tassel and a shock, and it's growing like a grain of corn. It brought two leaves and a stalk and an ear. But when the seed come back, the seed, then it's harvest time, it's crop time. It will reproduce itself. And here it was, he had wheat and he was threshing it now. So he could store it away. Because he had some people needed bread. He had a responsibility to feed his household who depended upon that bread. Amen. And it was in that very hour that prophet message come and delivered, and directly after the angel of the Lord appeared on the scene. And while he was threshing all his fear, he had his meditation upon the word. Because he's thinking, his heart is burning him. Where are the miracles? Where's the signs? Where's the power? It always was with God's people. But you see, he failed to realize that when Moses did miracles, Moses became a miracle first. When Elijah did miracles, he became a miracle first. When Joshua did miracles, he became a miracle first. A paradox. A miracle. Something man can't explain. And if God be with us, where's all the paradoxes? Amen. Hallelujah. You see people, something come, they look so good for a season, something come along. Back to the same old nature. He said, I thought you was changed. You was no paradox all the time. You was no real miracle. Hallelujah! And as the hour comes down, as it gets more tense and the pressure comes on, all them robots gone. Then they try to convert the word of the magnum and being brought by the Lord because he can't take the pressure of this hour. As the press is coming down and the real bride is being pressed right out. Hallelujah! Then what the third pole then? Hallelujah! When the paradox perform paradoxes! Hallelujah! And as that press comes on, people showing the colors. They were so far Christians. They were self-styled Christians. They were deceived Christians. They were nominal Christians. Amen. Amen. That's flesh around the camp. That's around the real seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can say it is while Gideon was separating the wheat from the chaff. Amen. Hallelujah. God had come on the scene. Now watch. And in that very time when that was happening there, here he was. God's going to show him and begin to reveal to him. And don't put your mind quite back, it's here I'm talking about. Amen. 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 See? And while he was there, God had to reveal to him first. What you hear the prophet say, Gideon? I haven't changed my mind about my word. And I cannot change my nature. I have to do those things. But you miss one little aspect. You're looking for it without becoming a miracle force. And I have come to perform a paradox. I have come to make you a paradox, Gideon. Amen. And specific messages are going to proceed out to the angel mouth. Spirit spoken words. Special words coming out of the angel mouth to bring him conscious of what was in him, keeping him from becoming a paradox, to see more paradoxes. Because to see God for us on the outside, God must be in you on the inside. That's why many people want to see God, don't see God. Because God has to be on the inside of you for us to see God on the outside. Otherwise, you're only walking and looking at flesh man in your five senses. Veil will always tumble you. Amen. Hallelujah. And God come first and begin to show Gideon. Speak them things and no doubt under the messages there, he begin to see himself. He couldn't deny his fears. He begin to get conviction on the least. You know, he begin to make excuses. The reasoning powers that make him, you know, so sort of shrewd man. They have all them hide the wheat by the wine press and, you know, all they're trying to hide his unbelief too. You might hide your wheat from the Midian, but you can't hide your unbelief from God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. You're in a dark hole down inside of you to push it and stuff it away. God was calling it out. Yeah. Amen. Then God's going to try his obedience. See, he's going to show something, begin to maybe give you the awareness. It's something going on, a little strange, a little different than the normal trend. I went to the denomination, I tried that church, I see that on the TV, but it just don't go down right. Amen. And you want something real, and here he sat in the presence of the angel, speaking after the prophet had went on the scene delivering his message, and God had come for action. Amen. Hallelujah. And God had come to make a paradox. Amen. To perform more paradoxes. God had come and to commission his own elect in that hour. Have not I sent thee? How shall they go except to be sent? Amen. Many going but are not sent today. But when God sent you, the Father sent me, so send I you. How did the Father send him? The Father who sent him went to him. Hallelujah. I am come down Moses, and I am sending you Moses. How did he send Moses? He went walking in Moses. Behold, I send you Elijah. How did he send Elijah? He got walking in Elijah. Amen. God said, the Lord sent the prophet. Is that what the Bible says? And the prophet delivered a message, and now God said, I am sending you. Hallelujah! God still sending people after he sent the prophet. Hallelujah! Not to say nothing else, to bring to pass the miracles and show the God of life that the prophet talked about, that the prophet demonstrated. Hallelujah! Amen. But many people, like Gideon in that day, they don't perceive, is the angel of the Lord following the prophet message yet? They can't perceive it. They're still in the hearing realm. They're still in the defensive realm, trying to defend this and defend that. But they're not seeing it, the angel of the Lord. Then you go in the Bible and figure it out. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when God moves and speaks, but a human mind can't touch it. It makes human mind look like a frog brain. Amen. When God pulled them things out of the Bible, amen. See? Then watch. And God comes down and speaking, and he's still wanting, but under conviction, you know, some people like that, under conviction, you know where you're going in your heart, but you can't make a public confession yet. You say the end of the Lord and these things. So in your heart, you want to do something that may be right, but yet your confession is still kind of being held back. Because you still ain't clear yet. You're still kind of wavering between two opinions. Yeah. But you receive enough blessing to come thus far. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So then look at him. He said, wait a minute. And the angel, I tell you the grace of God. No wonder he says, you show me your grace. The angels, I'll wait for you. Oh my! The long suffering of God. Oh, take me to a scripture right away. 1 Peter 3:18-20. You find to this day when the long suffering of God waited. Amen. God, I'll wait for you. Quickly went and get the kid, by inspiration maybe, he didn't fully understand everything, like a sister comes to me, he said, well, I only baptized him because I wasn't baptized. And I said, what are you talking about, you wasn't baptized? Right. Amen. See, you want to baptize, we don't baptize all people in the church twice. Especially when we baptize you here. God don't make mistakes. If you get baptized something, you know, it's something else. But you walk in this church and you've been spoken to and you get baptized. You're good for life, baptized. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. See, you just keep believing, you shall be saved. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. Amen. You know, you get kind of confused. You know, the devil's come and bring thought to people's minds. Well, you know, that's what, of course, what you see today. You show and expect a seat years ago. You think you don't get more revelation and baptism when you're not baptized? But when baptism will tie the whole Bible together. You may just see enough to make a confession and identify Christ, but later on it's going to keep walking. That one revelation of baptism, you realize I know all the ordinary truth. That is a mystery of death, burial, and resurrection, which is God's entire threefold mystery of himself. Water, blood, and life, but that is Noah, Jesus, and the earth will be purified back in the last. Amen! Hallelujah! It depends how you look at it. When you get baptized, you can't know all these things. You know, so she's kind of beginning to kind of come along and maybe not understand one or two things, you know. So here you are, maybe just go and get a little kid and the 11 cakes, and you know, that's just what happened. You know, God has fixed things. When God wants a man and gave him the right spot, God has fixed things, man. I've got love for God, amen. Amen. It's not in the will of the Lord, God that showed mercy. Amen. 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 Which one of I taking thought? The Bible said, God had one cubit of our statue. Amen. 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 But he got the cakes and falling, he might have tried to get some leaven to put in them cakes or something, you know, and dudes are no leaven around, but God didn't want no leaven that day. Unleavened cakes. Because the kid was Christ. The 11 cakes was Christ. Hallelujah! The broth itself was Christ. The Holy Spirit, he had an earthen vessel, he poured out. Hallelujah! And but in the presence of the angel, he's acting all these things, but nothing with a full realization of what he's doing. But here it is. They had those things in the household. Moses tell them have these things. Yeah. Moses on certain days don't bake certain things a certain way. How to cook certain things a certain way. That was the natural way of life. But it was later revealed it was Jesus Christ. He was the corn of wheat. He was the unleavened bread. He was the feast of the first fruit. Amen. He was the Passover lamb. He was everything. Yeah, you had the little kid, and you take the kid there, and he brought it, while he's bringing it, you better careful what rock you put that on. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. God don't want to know any rock. That angel sat there waiting. Patiently, amen. And here he's coming. He's coming to make a sacrifice. Many of you coming this morning. You're coming with your sin offering. Hallelujah. Don't come if you're coming with your sin offering. When you come with your sin offering. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, it is not God to not fall. It's Jesus Christ himself. The revealed word is your sin offering. Paul said he was offered once and once for all. And every man is perfect man one offering. We don't need no other offering, because in that offering is locked up every other offering. He is meal offering, burnt offering, sin offering, trespass offering. Amen. He's all them offerings right there. Peace offering. He is first fruits and leavened bread. Amen, brother Brian. He's all. Hallelujah. When they were coming forth with that, don't know what you today. Yes, yesterday was a man coming forth with some flowers and fruit, and God almost spitted. Get God singing what about it? See, when Abel was coming forth with a sheep walking there, he was expressing his revelation. Today, when you come, you come with something too. You may want to play a Christian, you may want to sit and say the other and be a certain way, but remember what you're expressing is what you're coming to God with. Hallelujah! Give you another coming of unleavened cake. But unleavened cake means no leaven in Saturday. Jesus Christ without leaven! The corn, the wheat, because the sustenance of life, that's what it was. The staff of life had been ground and sifted. Fine flour it was. No lumps inside it. Amen. We don't want to get sifted. We want to do a kind of fasting. You see, some people are so hungry that they can't make it anyhow. Just let me do it quick. It's God to eat it, not you. And God required a certain way. Amen. Which wife would want to give the husband and say, take it just so? And that time, she'll be in a mental asylum or something. Amen. Think God going to accept? God comes so specific in the Bible. Showing his head over his church. He wants things done a certain way. He likes it a certain way, because every way it is done is for a purpose to reflect him. That is why the Bible tells you how to walk. The Bible tells you your conversation. It tells you in your home quiet what to sing and how to sing. Make a melody in your heart. Singing psalms unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It tells you what kind of look to have. That God don't like some type of look too. It tells you how to dress. Amen. It tells you how to wear your hair. Glory to God. Amen. God is a specific God. God wants things a certain way. And God, people with God like, that's the only people who can really please God. Because they know what God like, and their life in them don't resist or argue or put up any obstacle from giving God what God like. That's why before God can make people real servants, he just burned our whole nature out of them and put his life in them that they can really serve him. That's why the Holy Ghost is power for service. God's life coming in you. Otherwise, you only cleanse and set aside. Hallelujah! You can't go in service yet. That's why when sometimes you're going to service without being cleansed aside, backfire and blow apart. You can have a vacuum cleaner to pick up the pieces. Amen! Hallelujah! But watch God will people when they stand here. They come the right way. They come according to God's word. Is God inside of them himself? That's why some people have a wrong conception of what the bride of Christ is. They look at some denomination and they just try to reach a standard a little better than what's looking good out here. God don't want that at all. God wants what is inside his word here. Amen. God only respects his word. That's why if you don't look at no man, God's not going to judge like some man. God is going to judge by some feeling. God is going to judge by somebody says, by this word we are going to be judged. Amen. Amen. See, so he came there with that offering, and it was reflecting Christ. He's coming out of Revelation. As much as we're being revealed at the time, the most you can see is like the kid, the lemon cake, offer it. But then look at him. He knew his father had that deal in the air. Amen. You're supposed to be a Gideon. Amen. And yeah, he walks in there, and maybe a little soft compromising spirit in him. Well, I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to tell me that. I don't tell anybody else. Don't offend. Jesus, the world hate me. I testify the evil of the world. I'm no image to keep. The only image you have is his image. Because that's the only image the master sculptor will strike. Every other image Satan will mar. Amen. Amen. Now watch. And here he comes. As he comes in there, he does not make a beat. Boom. And it's consumed. God accept it. Justified. Come to the water and you get baptized this morning. Praise God, you made a big step. Yeah, but a small step. You don't stop there, no, sir. That's going to put you in the local fellowship. But it takes another baptism to put you in the body of Christ. But fear not, there's one standing among you who I can only baptize in water, but there's one standing among you. Amen. Hallelujah! Same one that came to Gideon, he baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, he was happy. First real revelation, Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Why? You know that one of the seven compound redemptive names of Jehovah? Amen. You got inside catching the mystery of redemption and fully revealed. He caught one of them names. Isaiah 53, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Because every redemptive blessing lays in the atonement. Hallelujah! And as he bring it off in the fire practice, he saw God's grace and God's peace. He just fear not, he won't die. Amen. I'm seeing a sacrifice. Because I come to the presence of holy God, you're sure to die. If you don't have a sacrifice. Amen. But God looks and he sees Jesus. He says, fear, you won't die. Amen. Because he's seen the blood that cover you. Amen. He's seen your identity. You come with your kid. Amen. That kid is a ghost. It becomes a curse. Hallelujah. Now look. But all that time on another altar in the house there, Gideon's father had a bullock. The first bullock. On that altar, offering the Baal. Now, here I search up what this Baal worship was. It said that this worship is supposed to have been an imitation of the worship of Jehovah. Now, get where I'm coming from now in the harvest time. The angel of the Lord has come after the prophet's message. He has revealed his program for this hour. With all the media and powers that come together, God will smite them. They will not touch this bride. She's going to go out. She will wind up this commission. The very thing that make the land shake. The very thing that devours the whole land today. Inflation eating up this. Recession eating up that. Unemployment eating up that. The economic thing falling apart. Religious world falling apart. It's devouring the whole land. How many people shaking? They're trying to stash away what little they have. Throw it away. But God appeared, the God of glory descends. Amen! Mine, a little church in Baltar in 36th 10th Street. Amen! Come down there in that hour talking things. And people there, you know, I'm not going to church this evening. I don't know what's going on. And yeah, it's about something. It's a bunch of rattling noise to them. Because to hear anything, you have to get in the spirit of the director.
And when the music sheet is being played out, you know when the spirit composer is there. You see? Now watch.
But that's not the only, that wasn't all God wanted. Oh, we think, oh, you know, God, come here and make a decision, yes, accept the Lord now, and that's all right. No, God didn't want that alone. And it came to pass the same night. From the time that sacrifice is offered, you get offered, you come in the offering this afternoon. Tonight he might come to you. Oh my. The same night! You don't need a sin offering no more. You know, you're already offered up this afternoon. Offered up this afternoon. By night time, he is coming in another form now. But he doesn't need to be identified with Christian people. Because he already spoke half the life and thee. He already revealed them prophetic thoughts of what was coming. Where the answer and the desire and the deep in his heart, the city miracles, was going to take place. But that 300 begin to move. Gideon 300. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my, I just feel God pluck me inside of Gideon here in this hour. Amen. I feel the whole city of Gideon repeat itself again. Amen. But what? God requires now. Now the real revelation is going to come. Oh, it wasn't just going to be a little identification with the sin offering. I'm going to take it through. No. If you're really identifying now with the sin offering and you died here, as that sin offering dies in your place and takes your sin, then that burnt offering, which is the greatest of all the offerings, is always mentioned first. It's just a few places where the sin offering appears together with the burnt offering, and it comes before the burnt offering. And that is where it shows that our sin must first be dead and put away in Christ before we can offer ourselves now a living sacrifice of God's service. See, because you can't come to God with that kind of life. No. God will put that away and get rid of that now. Then you can offer yourself. Then God can come and pray and be mentioned now. God will pray and be mentioned, and then you're going to get baptized. You're going to get baptized to identify with God, so you can come and pray and be mentioned, and you after. And that's why you go on, because your conviction is, I have seen the truth. I am awakened. I recognize it. So if I'm identified here, I know the promise. You shall be filled with the Holy Ghost after. Hallelujah! Repent. Stand with your sin offering. But then you'll have a burnt offering after. The fire of the Holy Ghost will come down upon you. Amen. You'll be a living epistle read upon me. Your walk, your thoughts, your affections. Hallelujah! Will be there being expressed before man. Then what Jehovah Jireh speak. Then what his mighty Midianites as one man. Then what the rainbow covenant come down. Hallelujah again! And flash them seven rainbows. Amen! Hallelujah! My. So what? Harvest time, Baal worship was so predominant in the land. And that was an imitation of worship of Jehovah. They say it was an adulteration of that worship in which they put Baal in the place of Jehovah. And the thing was, the symbol of Baal was a bullock. Now, what's this here now? Remember Elijah, 1 Kings 18? What did Elijah offer? A burnt offering. Go back in the Bible and check it. Mount Carmel showdown. Burnt offering. He said, get two bullocks. You take your bullock because you're in person saying you are the voice of God. And I'll bring my bullock. Because, you see, they were impersonating. Because that bullock was Christ. Mark Gospel speaks of Christ the ox. Unceasing labor, untiring labor. The servant, amen. What is surrender to Jehovah? Amen. Burdened bearer, untiring labor, steadfast, patient, laboring, toiling. It was Jehovah. When God made the ox, not he made the lion, and showed his kingship, you are showing your sacrifice. You're showing your martyrs right there. You are showing that you're going to be using as a servant. And here it was God who created that life to reflect his mystery. Baal was taken out to pervert what was the word and put on a false altar to misrepresent that sacrifice. When they had all the people deceived, they didn't have Elijah deceived, no sir. Elijah had a sharp sword to cut all their heads off when the showdown comes. He says, look, we're going up to Mount Carmel. We don't want to hide no valley. Nobody gets, let's go, everybody can see. All is welcome together. But like that, the burnt offering is always on a rock, you know. Look, Abraham, go up to the mountain, Mount Moriah up there. Amen. Come to the seventh peak with your burnt offering this morning. Amen. In the harvest time, God require a burnt offering. Oh man, the time is going, but I just want to keep pulling on this idea. Then watch. Now, remember, God is requiring you bring something. In other words, God is giving a revelation. Joash had offered that first bullock and put it on a false altar. And no, dynamics never follow that. One of them, Gideon offered that bullock on the altar, the Spirit of God came upon the Bible. And he blew a trumpet, and the people were gathered. Watch those things in the Bible. Sounding for a message, a final voice. Long trumpet took all the land. Then he sent messengers, go to the dance, go over here, testify, tell them! And about the ABAs and his father's house was gathered here. Now watch. For all them, he had this little compromising spirit still. With his sin offering, yes. Oh, you died here, but you have to be sanctified. You have to all this to come on, see? And God began to reveal here. It came to pass. He said, bring the second bullock. That is even thy father's bullock. You want 7 years old. He said, offer it in the ordered place. In God's only provided place. Can be offered anywhere. He's upon this rock! And what's happening? Offer it with the wood of them groves. All them wooden idols that you cut down there. All them images that you had literally bowing down to and influenced by, away from the real God that the prophet talk about. Amen! He said, from tonight, you're going to start with your sword in your hand and chop down every image. Amen! Oh, man! You let God put that sword in some Gideon hand this hour, amen? But we're going to walk now and chop down every image that stand there influencing God people, amen? Cut it down, right down! Is there that altar that is put up offerings and set up things under somebody who's honoring you, ignorantly worshiping the devil, thinking God they're worshiping? Perverting the true way? He says, break it down. Like Jonah, when that kind of thing comes, you realize you desire popularity. No man will acknowledge it, but when that time comes, go to your friend and watch him in his face and tell him, he's wrong and he should repent and make that thing right. And you don't want to offend. And who shall I please now? Should I please man or I won't be a servant of Christ? Because why? You're fear now when you tell this one and this one close. And the one who they're close with is help you. So they're now going to undermine your influence. And you're going to cut off your assistance. Let me leave that alone, amen? I just say enough that for you to get an idea. You know, how them things work, you know. Because you see the cut down image, you must not know image. But if you have a little image, everybody like you. and then go to the cut down image now, then automatically your image will get cut down too. I tell you, God requires some real hard things. After the prophet message, in that time, while you new dynamics is going to come, and the way it was going to come is through the burnt offering, is then the Spirit of the Lord come upon him after he offered the offering, not before. Oh, God talked to him, had a revelation, but no power. Amen. Now watch. And then here he comes, and God being the revealer, he says, offer, take the second bullock, go in the ordered place, and upon this rock, and offer it for a burnt sacrifice. I'm tempted here to jump straight to the burnt offering in Leviticus, but I know I to go there and I'll spoil everything right now. You gotta watch me time, 12:30 already. Okay, there's a few moments. I'm gonna cut you, but just finish laying this thing out here. Come, was then in Revelation 10:7, spoke Revelation 10:3-4, to Revelation 8:11. You like them things?
Yeah.
That is a fictitious mind, figment of the imagination.
Amen.
But when that angel comes in and really speak to you, then you have respect in your heart.
Amen.
Then you're going to start to fear the Lord. Amen. Then you're going to recognize what God promised you and how he's doing it, and through whom he's doing it. See. Then watch. So, in the harvest time, it was so predominant that we see it all over the land today. Everybody have the little grove full of the little images. Oh, they believe the prophet message. Israelite prophet. Preach all these things. Looking for the promise too. But you know something? It never cleansed them. It was never cleansed. They had the little image and little idols. Never cleansed. But when the angel of the Lord come, he wasn't going to buy a part of God. You must be cleansed before you commission. You have to make confession first. I'm the least in the Father's house. You have to come with that sin offering. You gotta get cleansed.
Yeah.
And God be gonna try him in little things first. Obey that, and then when power come upon you, you can sing a message and gather everybody.
Yeah.
But you gotta obey that first.
Yeah.
A lot of people looking for the jump step and the power, boom! Imagination again, pull the stronghold down.
Yeah.
Obey little things first. Bring a burnt offering. God specified the offering. In the harvest time, while he was there, in the presence of that angel, under the inspiration of that revelation, knowing with that design in his heart, looking for these things. But how could he come without preeminence? Could you see omnipotence without preeminence? Imagination again. But look, preeminent to that burnt offering. The head had to be on that altar. The inward had to be on that altar. The fat had to be on that altar. The feet had to be on that altar. When that fire comes up, it will consume. Because before any dynamics would come, God began to reveal to him, bring a burnt offering. Now we had a meal offering back in the preacher show that is living for others. You must take all she had and then I must self-sacrifice for your fellow men. That's your God. The meal offering was a bloodless offering. It was oil, flour, frankincense, salt. But the burnt offering was a life being given.
And they call it a holy burnt offering, because all the other offerings, there's a burnt part, and the priest is to eat part. And then some is to take part and bury it outside the camp. But the burnt offering, the whole thing was consumed on the altar. Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart. With all your soul. With all your mind. And with all your strength. Let me jump a little bit. I think I get part here. So look, the time had come for action. And the first instruction was, cast down them strange altars. Then cut the images down those connected to them altars. Because each altar had the images with it. That's how the Baal was set up. They had Ashtoreth and that Baal. And you go back to Nimrod and all them, but the old pagan religion come down. And when Elijah was there, that time with Jezebel and them, right there, they had the same thing. And today we have the same thing again when Elijah comes. What is an impersonation of Christianity? True Christianity. And when that prophet comes and the angel come afterwards, in that harvest time, he was going to replace that impersonation Christianity with a burnt offering. Amen. That impersonation Christianity ain't going to bring no spirit upon nobody. It may get them emotional, may get them to roll on the floor and cry and holler and scream and all kinds of things, run up and down the platform, but that ain't living. When that comes, the only thing what God wants is preeminence. He said, bring a burnt offering. Now what? God wanted impersonation replaced by a burnt offering. Then the Spirit, power for service. Bible says, for the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east was gathered together, uniting time. And they went over and camped in the valley of Jezreel, was coming against them. And when the enemy began to come like a flood, what the Spirit of God began to raise a standard. The Spirit dropped upon Gideon. And he began to blow. The Spirit come upon you around the floor. He blew a trumpet. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen! In every age, he over here, after here, what the Spirit says. He said the Spirit is speaking, it's teaching. That's what he's doing in every age. Amen. It's a voice. You can have any kind of sign you want, but what kind of voice it have? Amen. What kind of voice it have? But under that gathering are all kind of spirits, to tell you. Yeah. But God is going to drop them off along the line. Yeah. But that revival start there, bring them from all over. Amen. There was sweeping coming, the eels was getting in the net, crab was getting caught up in the net. Yeah. Amen. Look at lizard and spiders was getting caught up in the net. Give them blow that trumpet, throw that big net out, catch everything, go outside. Start to throw it back now, Gideon. Yeah. Bring it down to just about 300. He said, 20,000. Let's go and get some land. Build a bigger church, bigger mother's room. God said, no, Gideon. Yeah, yeah. You get rid of him. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Yeah. Amen. He said, when I said I asked the burnt offering and the meal offering, that will do it. Don't make a problem. Bring it down to size where God can have preeminence. Because God wants character quality. And Gideon now, from that revelation, began to go into worship. But the worship was conscious worship, reveal worship, knowing what God wants, where He wants it in the ordered place, upon which rock it must be, what kind of offering it is. So bring the Spirit down. You listen to me as a servant of God here this morning. This is no make believe. See? You sit down, you hear the word real good.
Let's soak in real deep and sit down and wait out real good and realize if God is that kind of person. And it's about to be hanging fast over hell, hanging on a chain, and one word broken. You don't let nobody squeeze nothing that is not dust of the Lord. You come in to worship God in the harvest time, after that prophet message, you gotta come direct on the button. God don't want Cam Grung style. Don't want a bunch of emotion carrying no soul. God wants the Father to get such to worship Him in spirit and truth. Come in the right sacrifice, come in the ordered place, come in the right rock, come in the right bullock. God preserved that first bullock. That second bullock. Josh pagan hands was going to get on that bullock. Not the second bullock. God had that second bullock preserved. When the angel comes, he begins to reveal that second bullock is a burnt offering. Hallelujah! What a mystery connected to that second bullock. It was there all the time in Josh's yard. And God will let his pagan hands get upon it. He go through all them books. I don't make no sense to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because that bullock is connected to the Spirit of God coming down. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. If you know what I'm talking about, well, then it's not you have preached to all these past years. Amen. God said, take the bullock, put it right here. Yeah. Father's walking out every day. He's 40, back mounted, in his side. But I'll hold that back from going to that pagan altar. Yeah. Amen! Yeah. When you get that bullock, you'll have a revelation of the only provided place. Yeah. You will know which rock. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. And when you come here to worship, your worship would be according to God's provided way. And what the power of God come, and when it come upon you, ain't gonna roll on the floor, you'll song a message out. Hallelujah! And what that message gathered people together to face the challenge of the hour, and then what the paradox start. Amen! Hallelujah. I'm trying to save from going to the burn off, you see, because that we don't have the time. Now watch, he said, offer it on the wood. Of the groves. In other words, all these groves that they had in the look of an exalt, use that for fuel. Yeah. Yeah. Out of the ashes of all them false things would come forth a true altar, a true revelation, a true burnt offering. In other words, it will come with a real revelation of preeminence. Then, watch what followed that offering. Read the Bible, what followed that offering? When Josh offered the offering with the first bullock, nothing happened. But if you don't break that thing down, cut down all the things. I can imagine somebody seeing the first talk because, I mean, the way you were swinging that axe. They try to keep a safe distance, you see. But next morning, when they were quiet, they don't know who do it. They don't know who's saying no one man scripture after the one man. That's a funny kind of way, see. See? Well, you see all those things there. They say, we know. There's only one person who hates this type of image like that. Amen. They're like no image at all that contains the prophet message. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you, if you are Gideon means cutting off iniquity. It means he that bruises or breaks or fell off trees. You know what iniquity is? Jesus in the last mirror come and say, Lord, didn't we do something prophesied? We sing, we shout, we do that. It's part of you of iniquity. Yes.
know it's right, but I wouldn't do it. Compromisers. And God begin to raise up people to break down all those images. And you see anybody have some images that have a hold on to? That is proof that Joash is still alive. Yes. Under the covenant of the prophet message, being called an Israelite, but you have a little image.
Yes.
But what the elected group? Gideon is every little elect here this morning. Every one of you is a little Gideon. You get an angelic visitation. It brings a revelation of God's program for this hour. It comes after a prophet message. Amen. It's the hour when every man do what is right in their own eyes. When them three powers is united and coming over the land, but destroying the whole land. As the enemy comes like a flood, God is raising a standard. But what God's standard, you're part of God's standard, you have God's kind of spirit in the Bible here. You come with God's kind of offering. Don't jump in and say you're Gideon, and then you can't handle your head on the altar. You try your own thoughts, your own conception, your own ideas. You walk, your feet are on the altar. I just put that out for you because you're going to get in Leviticus. But when you go, read it in Leviticus 1. So when you come back next service, we can break it down and bring it down to your personal life and see if you have that on your altar. Or you still have an altar like Joash's altar. Let me tell you, God is going to break down your altar. If you don't have a burnt offering in it, you might come in a good little peace offering. But that is only for your sin. I'll take the sin offering to show you. You get a kid and you offer it just before the burnt offering, because your sin have to be put away first, and then you could offer yourself a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him. This is your reasonable service. Amen. Then He comes now to give you power for service. His service. But I want to stop there. God requires a burnt offering in the harvest time. The burnt offering of the second bullock in the ordered place. God only provided place upon this rock. It's a special place you have to bring it. You have to find that altar, that part of the word for this age, that rock where the fire of God is going to come down upon. You have to bring that sacrifice on that rock that is going to show preeminently before a ministry of power could take place. We took that meal offering and showed, bring it back to Jesus. He said, there's only two commandments. The whole Bible. You love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and you take your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and ensure the inward, the head, the feet, and the fat. In that bullock, what it was. With all your soul, and you take your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and ensure the inward, the head, the feet, and the fat. In that bullock, what it was. You walk. Are you walking with your vocation? Are you walking in the spirit? Are you walking after the course of this world? Are you walking the vanity of your mind? Are you walking before God and being perfect? What kind of walk you have? Ephesians tell you about your walk. Whether that feet is washed in water. Otherwise you have no burnt offering. You, when you're giving God an offering, then the offering God requires. That was Cain did. So you should be speaking about God. Many of us, all of us may be here, and those yet who will do it today have come with a sin offering. But God requires a burnt offering. The very same night, after the meeting to come to the sin offering, God came and required a burnt offering. And they had to start to put everything at an altar. Had to sacrifice everything. Because why? The Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east, they wasn't waiting for nobody. They were coming. And they was all gathered together now. And they were coming up to destroy the whole land. And in that very hour, the Spirit of the Lord come, and the message begins to sound. And God begins to gather his people. You say, brother, how are you so sure that means what you're saying? You take a story in the Bible about something years ago and trying to say that happened now? That was only a shadow. There was no other time for the harvest time during the ages of this time. The harvest time, the end of the age, when there is no more ages, when there is no more further stage for that week to go. We had a time of the waving of the first fruit, but we're in the harvest time, when the rest of the field is becoming ripe, when everything is matured, when the wheat is being gathered, Gideon them gathered the wheat, and the tares are being gathered, the children of the east, the Amalekites, and all these others. But look what was happening on the inside life, where God is working with his elect. Amen. That's what I'm on. Amen. Look what is happening there on the inside life, where God is working. Look what the things God is doing. What are you looking for? Do you see them three powers coming? Do you see the lamb being devoured?
Amen.
Is the Spirit of the Lord coming upon you? Do you have a burnt offering on your altar? Does the angel of the Lord appear to you? Look at Abraham, he had to bring one. Look, Noah had to bring one. Look, Saul, try one. And his life was given to him, and God reject him. He didn't choose to bring that. He didn't try to establish that himself. God said, bring that kind of offering for me. While them Paul's uniting there, you bring that kind of offering. Then you'll see the Spirit come. Then you'll see powerful service. Then you'll see the miracles you want to see. When you face the Word and you realize what God wants, do you realize that God's thoughts have already been expressed? Do you want God to think new thoughts? Or are you waiting to get a revelation of His will? All His already expressed desire in the Word here. And pray that God change you to align you with God's Word, and rather God change His mind to come in your little world. Oh my, every thought, that head have to be there. If there wasn't one thought Jesus had that you're allowed to conceive in him to make him go different to the will of the Father. Every time Jesus comes with something, instead of pregnant him like he did Eve, he said his authority. He was a man, he had thoughts like a man. God said, I'll sanctify by the truth. And the Father sanctify me for their sake. And the same truth that sanctified them, he sanctified himself by that same way. He said, my meat is to do well for me to finish this work. There wasn't a thought. His feet, his walk, wasn't after the course of this world. Wasn't the vine to his mind. Wasn't the steps of worldly success or ambition? He didn't try to climb the social ladder. He had a chance whether he's going to put them feet on the altar with the head. The inward, the inner affections and desires was never for himself. You think you could read the gospel and find something that Jesus did for himself? Can you get five more? Now remember, your sacrifice that God required in the time you're living in is your revelation of Jesus.
Amen.
And God don't change.
Amen.
I'm not going to jump up in a little bit, but I'm going to stand by the hole and the rabbit run all the way want. We have one hole. You run there and get tired, come right back to the hole. Every affection, every desire, is already said me above. See? Not worldly affection. Everything that he had, all his strength, he loved the Lord, the Word, with all his strength. All the fat, the riches, the power that you consume, the fire, the health and the vigor of the you know, people can have this lean, thick bullock and go to bring all that fat, give you fat, they still keep all the fat, and say, it's heartening more than the fat of ram. Remember the Bible says? They can have all the choice things, but heartening is more than the fat of ram. Because the fat of ram only represents heartening. You get it? And the head only represented his thoughts. All the little plans, all the ideas. Because God required a surrendered life. And God to Gideon tell him, he said, bring that type of offering. In other words, God can say, I want you thinking me a certain way. I give him a bunch of messages on the type of thoughts. And the battles in the mind and all these things. And God can give us a set of messages on the walk, on the conduct, and vocation, responsibility, and all these things. And God can give a bunch of messages on desires, and what you should be upon. But God says, bring a burnt offering. It's all in the burnt offering. It shows what you're sacrificing with the quickness of the offering. Then Abraham to Jehovah Jireh. Then Noah to the rainbow. Then Gideon said, the Spirit of the Lord come upon him. Even Jesus, when he offered up everything, the Spirit of God came down. This is my beloved son. It was a sweet savor offering. It was the greatest of all the offerings. And God is required of you and required of me in this hour. We who desire, where is his miracles? We who see the enemy come like a flood. We who know that promise of the Spirit to come back on the church. For once more, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But it couldn't come until he bring that offering. And God wanted to give the Spirit. Because God wanted to fulfill that what that deep was calling for. Because we need a deep calling for going, had that to come. But the only way God could send it. And the only thing manifested, he had to bring an offering because that was preeminent. Everything surrendered to Jehovah. To come this evening with your sin offering and get ready after to bring your burnt offering. Then you'll have a meal offering. But you can't live for others who Christ in you. I could share that widow with the meal. She had the burnt offering right there first before she did the tea. Her own thoughts she had to pray down to what the prophet was saying. God gave me that yesterday. Right there. Gideon, something is happening. Judges. God is saying something. God is breaking us into a scene. Deals with what happened inside of us and what God taught for us is to live by every word in the harvest time. Isn't that another way? Not by bread alone, by every word. Then he was ready for greater service. God would get him ready for greater service. New ministry. See what you're looking for? Let's stand our feet. Every head bowed, the eye closed. What about you? Would you bring yours this morning, your burnt offering? To know that we are here this time, months. It's been hard, it's been crushing, it's been cutting. But God has been dealing with us in a way that it takes us deep within our own selves. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts today. Try me, O Savior, and my thoughts I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin, set me free. Who's my enemy? Myself. May you become a miracle first. A paradox. Something incredible yet true. That God could change you from what you once was to what you are. Like a caterpillar being changed into a butterfly. And the change is irreversible. You cannot ever become a caterpillar again. Like an eagle in an egg, you pip your way out and could never go back in the egg and live. A baby born out of a womb could never go back in the womb and live again. Break into a new realm, a new world. A world of perfect faith. Where you become mystic to the people. What for? So that God could manifest his promise to this age. Because by predestination, you are part of his word. Can't you believe that, children? Can't you reach out and see those things this morning? Search me, oh God. Mean it deeply, sincerely. I know my heart. Is my heart turned back to the faith of the fathers? Is God in the control tower of my heart? Oh, try me. Know my thoughts. Put that head on the altar. Oh, see if there be some wicked way in me. Put all the inwards, the inner desires, inner affections. Let it be evil of the world, but let it be the love of God on the inside of the inside. Wicked ways. Oh, cleanse me from every sin, every unbelief, unconscious and conscious. Depths of my heart this morning, lift up our hands and sing it. In worship, in adoration, in thankfulness, in sincerity. Not just stirring you, but cleansing you. Through his word, washing by the washing of the water. Wash those inwards and wash those feet. Make me pure within.
Amen. Then the fire of God, fill me with fire. Where once I burned with shame, ashamed to be embarrassed of this gospel. Don't be ashamed of him and his words. Oh, grant my desire to magnify that name. Lord, take my life and make it holy down this morning. Lord, take. Oh, mean it, children, mean it. Make it holy thine. You young ones in the front. Oh, what a consecration. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. Oh, now we surrender. When you can mean that, then you surrender. All that veil of self will tear down, Lord. My passion, maybe a passion only to know His word. I now surrender. Lift your hands as a sign of surrender if you mean it. A universal sign of surrender. Then watch the real revival. Oh, Holy Ghost. Revival comes from thee. Bring it back to life, those things. That third full ministry. Super sign. Bring it back to life. Why Christ speak? Speak to this mountain. Revival, a move of God in power. That revival of the just. Send the revival. Start the work in me, Lord. In the individual, me, make it personal this morning. Oh, start in me today, Lord. Thou word declared, thou wilt the power need. Blessing, O Lord, I humbly plead. That blessing on high, the blessing of Abraham, the power of the Holy Spirit. Precious Lord, glory to your name, glory to your name, Lord. Oh God, in sincerity, with deepness of heart and respect to you this morning, in reverence, oh God, we come in your presence, knowing it just by your grace that we can come, Father. Lord God, knowing that we have peace, as you draw us now by the blood of Jesus Christ, We who once afar off can now come. And Lord, we come in boldness as you did bid us to come, Father. But Lord, we come, Lord, offering ourselves not a living sacrifice. Lord, our sin have been dealt with, O God, to live our lives down, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray today, as this little message you put up in my heart and being delivered, O God, in part, show you require burnt offering this harvest time, Lord. Show it according to your scriptures, show it according to your word, that there must be preeminence in this first, Father. And the Holy Spirit have come, Lord, speaking these things to our hearts. Lord, show us to ourselves the things, O God, we have to break down, Lord. The order in which we must approach you, the way we must come, dear God. See, O God, according to your word, Lord. See the things that would follow it, O God. What a confidence it would give us now, Lord. That we get come, knowing we come in according to your word, and then plead the promise according to the word. O God, in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, Father, I pray for these that stand here, O God, in this building. Lord God, your word has spoken to them, Lord. And Lord, as they look at this sea and realize within themselves, Lord, Lord, the quality of surrender it is, Lord. The quality of preeminence that you're talking about. And Lord, the type of sacrifice you give to indicate these things, Lord. To reveal it, Lord. To bring to light the things that must be surrendered before we can claim preeminences. Before we can become a prisoner, O God. Before we can go into a ministry of power. Oh God, we see it coming, Lord. Before the dynamics of the Holy Spirit, Lord, can come, oh God. And Father, we see the enemy come like a flood, moving into the entire land, oh God. But Lord, we're hidden back, oh God, here, Lord. You have appeared. You know where we were, Lord. And you have come down, following the prophet message, Lord. And then revealing these things unto us. Oh Father, we thank you that we can look in the very word and see our experiences, Lord, matching your word, Father. Knowing we had a perfect matching peace to that promise, Lord. What a faith that should give us, Lord. For Father, you still have a perfect faith until Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Oh God, as Solomon, oh God, as Moses, and all them different ones. You look in the Bible and you still and you spoke and said, destroy this temple, I'll raise them in 3 days' time. Because you had faith, you had confidence that, Lord, you were the reality, you were the antitype, the shadow was becoming substance, the true light was now shining. Oh God, so we can look and see, Father, and we can stand here with the same perfect faith and say, Lord, as Gideon, after you offered a burnt sacrifice, the power of God come upon him, and he went and smacked the Midianites, so we shall smack the enemy, oh God, as the power of God will come upon us. Oh God, in this harvest time, as we offer our burnt sacrifice, by revelation in the ordered place upon the set rock that you order it should be done, Lord. That very bullock that you preserve, pink and handsome, touching, Father. You give a revelation to those who are to fulfill what the prophet message was all about. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. Let us see the reality and to see your word being personalized in our hearts, Lord. What a faith that gives us, Lord, to know that this is what you said is the whole of perfect faith. Lord, may the heart of the people be encouraged today. And oh God, may the Spirit of God bring them, Lord. Oh God, even to the finer and the deeper things, Lord. Everyone can see the harvest time. Everyone can see the prophet message. Everyone can see the end of the Lord. But Lord, go finer and begin to see the burnt offering and see the type of sacrifice and the type of walk and the type of thoughts and the type of desires that we ought to have in this very hour. And what to be expressed to reveal you on the earth, that heaven and earth might be united, that the Spirit can come upon man to bring a super sign, man and God being united together to go forth this hour, everlasting sign, Emmanuel. Oh God, as we look and we see these finer things, Lord, may it strike our hearts and may it inspire our faith that we can, Lord, move in the rhythm of your word for this time, Lord. And even them, oh God, as you come this morning, Lord, to be baptized in Christian baptism. What a gallant decision they have made. Oh God, they have stood in the generation. What grace you have shown, Father. The generation running out. Oh God, Lord, things will be fulfilled before that happens. And we see the world being fulfilled with such a rapidity. And Lord, even here we can recognize you in your grace and mercy, bringing in these last ones and twos. You went back for the honest in heart. You found some of them, Father, like Zacchaeus, like Bartimaeus, oh God, like a thief hanging on the cross.
and here they're coming now to be truly identifying Christian baptism. Father, as we go down there, may it be a good point of the Holy Spirit, such a good blessing and inspiration. Father, this day, oh God, will be something special, a turning point in their lives, oh God. It'll be a notable day for them, Lord. It'll be a memorable day for them, Lord. We'll go deep down, more than just a natural thing, but Lord, it's a spiritual experience, a divine realization coming to their heart. Lord, as they come to make this time of commitment unto you, oh God, may you grant it. And if there be any others here before we dismiss this service that desire that, Lord Jesus, to be identified with you, they've come and have heard your word, and if you have spoken to them, Lord God, we don't want to leave them behind. Bible says, why tarry? Rise, call upon them, Lord, and wash away your sins. Oh God, so let me with them, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we go, may this message be peace and take us safely along to the part of place of baptism. And Lord, we come to the service now from the private to the public, Lord. And Lord, as you've been here with us and tied with us this morning, we pray you show yourself alive now on the outside in the midst of the people, oh God. As I would say, a token must be displayed publicly, Father. And as we go there, we go in humility, we go in sincerity, we go in reverence, oh God, and in action. Oh God, in humility, Lord. As you say, Lord, not trying to fly at six wings, but in decency and in order, that the glory of God could accompany us, Lord, and the beauty of Jesus Christ could be seen. Granted, Lord, we thank you, Father, and we commit the remaining portion to your hands, awaken divine reach and direction. You know what we're going to take it to do? We pray, we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You may have a seat. We have the name here, Brother Fitzroy Hoggins, Brother Jason Gore, Brother Lloyd Myers, Brother David John, Brother Billy Paul Williams, Daniel Wilson, this is Indra Ramnathine, Sydney Moati, Joy Bino, Christine Lawrence, Ira Bowen, Frank Williams, Keturah Wilson, all these the baptism, Christian baptism, the deacons, you see the deacons, they'll be at the door in the back right there. And if you have a, they will give you the directions of the place of baptism. And if you have transportation, then see them, they will provide necessary transportation. If you go down there, and we don't want to delay much time, we have canceled the library for the day, so we can save some time. I tried to over early too, to save, cut off part of the message to save some time. If you go down there and go out now, in the eyes of the public, we want to go in humility, in reverence, in action. Amen. That God's presence could be there with us, and that whatever he wants done could be done all for his honor and glory. We carry out his work in decency and in order. Amen. If you've been baptized, you've been baptized. You see some water, that's all you need. You don't need no long lecture. You don't need no baptism class and special nothing. All you need is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Repentant heart and come with faith, looking to your sacrifice. And not ashamed to be identified that his life will come back upon you. And if you believe and be baptized, you shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. So as you go, we just want to go. Many of you might know the place, but I just want to confuse people's directions. But those who know the regular place of baptism, I believe that the place has not been changed. You can make our way down there quickly. So if you can avoid congregating outside and unnecessary lingering, as you go, you just go down there quickly and dismiss and have a wonderful time quickly, and you go straight to your homes and or where you have to go afterwards. And may God be with you. Did you enjoy the service this morning? Amen. Amen. What an hour we are living in. So God bless you as we are dismissed from here.